Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
Brothers underground, pushing up daisies, man, it amazes me that you can't see where you're going.
I'm sorry, y'all. I had to hear that beginning again, y'all. I'm so sorry. That bass just kills me, y'all. It's Thursday, damn it.
Stop talking in the evening. Where y'all gonna be?
Okay.
Big Taylor Street on the corner.
When I feel the way that I do right now, I see all my brothers underground pushing up daisies. Man, it amazes
me.
Where you gonna be?
Everybody's
going cold ballistic. If you had a good day, damn, I must have missed it. Cause you're mad at the universe. Who the hell with everybody else? But you want your own purse. I got the urge to let you in on a little secret. But you keep dying if you keep it. All the killing that you're feeling.
Hey, 5 o'clock in the evening, where you gonna be with Killer Treats on the corner, huh?
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Kill's Corner, featuring the co-host with D-Most, the lady that loves the boast. And y'all fellas better get on that coat. Get that back. Lady T, how you be?
I'm good, bro. I'm good.
What's up, baby? What's up? How was your day?
Oh, it was amazing. Actually, went and did a little walk. You know, I do my walk every day. And I did my walk. And it was an amazing walk. So I'm good.
That's what's up. You know? I do a walk too, Tree, but after the walk I gotta do 8 hours of work.
So, oh my goodness.
You know. Yeah, you know, after my little walk here, you know, I gotta do 8 hours of work. And listen, okay, here we go.
Okay.
My buddy that works the old post I used to work, that's right around the corner from where I work now. Say that 5 times in a row. He and I talk sports all the time. I mean, sports junkies we are all the time. And this morning we both had Red Washington football team information. Thanks to my co-host, I can no longer call them the R word. But we both had Washington football team information that we wanted to disclose with one another. But it was this lady who was wrapping him up. I mean, she kept trying to break away, and she would not let him break away for anything. So I dapped him up, you know, fist bump, all right, bro, we're wrapped. Handle that day. Don't let that day handle you. So we go ahead and step off. Well, this evening, getting on the same train, who do I see? My man, Tom. So Tom and I get to talking, and he was like, man, I wanted to talk to you so bad this morning. He said, every time I try to turn around and say, yeah, Mac, did you see Mac? Do you know? He was like, she just would start another conversation, man. He was like, the next thing I know, we talking about her coworker stock. He was like, man, I wasn't trying to hear about her coworker stock. You know what I mean? I was trying to talk sports. He said, we only got maybe a good 5 minutes of conversation before you go your way and I go mine. So
right.
He was like, I kept trying to get in there, And he was like, and I even led you, and you just let her talk and just say, I said, well, I wasn't going to be rude. The lady looked like she really wanted to talk to you. He was like, man, but she was talking to me about nothing, man. He was like, she was talking to me about the building that we were about to go to. He was like, that wasn't my interest. I was not trying to talk to her about the building that we were about to go into. He was like, man, dang, man, I just knew I said, well, okay, dog, we're here now. We on the train. We got this long ride home. Well, it really ain't a long ride, but long enough. What's on your mind? What's going on? And so we just started going Cowboy fan. It was a Cowboy fan and an Eagle fan sitting close to us. And they were just like, I gestured to him, look at them. Do you know them? And he was like, nah. I was like, can we help you? What's the reason y'all all in our conversation? And dude was like, the first dude was like, well, I'm a Cowboy fan. And I love to hear disgruntled. I love to hear disgruntled watch the football fans. And the other dude was like, well, I'm an Eagle fan. And I don't know what my team going to do or how we going to look like, but to know y'all coming into the season with all this dysfunction, it does my heart good. I said, boy, I said, man, I said, Joe, when did we turn into E.F. Hutton? He was like, why you say that? I was like, everybody want to listen and talk to us today. I mean, what's really going on? What was that about?
Exactly.
You know? So
exactly.
it was just crazy. It was just funny to me how, you know, everybody, it seemed like everybody was just butting in to our conversation or monopolizing our time when he and I wanted to conversate like heck about our Washington football team, but could not get it out, couldn't get in a word edgewise. Because that lady this morning, man, I'm trying to tell you, dog, I mean, she had me, damn, girl, your husband must not listen to you at all.
Oh,
you just be talking.
That's what it means.
You just be talking.
Some people need to
listen. That man, you think that's what it is now?
Yeah.
She be talking to them. That man be ignoring her. Shame on you, hubby.
She might not be married, though. She probably lonely. She might be lonely, live at home by herself. Who knows?
Well, I'm going to say this. She is a very attractive woman, pretty eyes, nice shape, all that. You know, so she must have worried or stressed the man out of her life if she's single. Because, I mean, she's one of those, a dude will say, well, I can put up with a little bit. I can deal with that from her because I got this or I'm getting that or I'm receiving this and or that and the other.
Right.
So I can put up, mm-hmm. I can put up with the nonsense. I can deal with the stress or the exit. So you know, she must have worried that man right on. That man woke
right
up one morning and say,
honey.
"That man woke up and say, KMA, take me away." Yeah, that about but we ain't gonna speculate. But the woman does. Did do a whole lot of look at me, I want the attention this morning.
Hey.
But anyway, 5 o'clock in the evening, where you gonna be? The Kelly T on the corner. I like that.
On the corner.
Today,
yes, sir.
You know, today we will discuss Game 6, y'all. Game 6 of the NBA Finals. Will the Celtics find what it takes to extend this thing, or will Golden State go ahead and close it out. Boy. Inquiring minds want to know. And all I'm going to say is if Golden State closes out tonight, I got one more reason to absolutely hate them little yellow Bammers because I want basketball on Father's Day. You're talking about, you know, ain't
okay.
Nothing like, you know, going got the grill going, drinking my little Heineken Zero, and watching a little meaningful basketball. You know what I mean? Watching a little meaningful basketball. Yay. You know what I mean? But I'm pretty sure there's plenty of fathers out there that feel that way. You know what I mean? And mothers.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. We're also discussing the Errol Spence Jr. and Terrence Crawford fight scheduled for Saturday, October the 15th. And let me say this real quick to my man Marcus. I'm so sorry, Marcus, but we're going to listen, Marcus. We gonna blame Tree, cause Tree ain't tell me call Marcus at 4:30. She ain't say that at all.
And we was on the phone.
And it wasn't until we got here on the line, and I saw your, I saw you in the studio, Marcus. I said, Marcus, it wasn't me.
It wasn't
Marcus,
me, Marcus.
Marcus, we're going to go to the tree.
No,
hey,
sir.
Where will Baker Mayfield land? Rumors say Carolina, but Carolina like, hey, Cleveland, look here, man. Y'all got to pay a big chunk of this money. We ain't trying to get come in the dough and be on him money. For real, we trying to work a thing or two. You know what I mean? Y'all got to take some of this contract that y'all offered them in the first place. You know? So hey, we're gonna discuss that. Deshaun Watson spoke out for the first time since the 23 sexual assault allegations against them and were filed. And also, since he was traded from Houston to the
Houston.
Okay, yeah, the Texans. He was traded from the Texans to the Cleveland Browns. Okay, wow.
Mm-hmm.
But he spoke out, and I gotta let y'all know if you haven't heard this. We're going to break this down a little bit, the words that Deshaun Watson said, okay? Lamar Jackson returns to Ravens practice and has his teammates excited, ecstatic, and ready to go. But he said, hold tight. I got to chill, y'all. Because I'm waiting on a new contract, which is being negotiated by his mother. And I feel some type of way about that, but I want to hear Treach's point of view on that, and I want to hear what you guys say about his mom negotiating his contract. We continue our guest host series with 57 coming again, and 57 said he has more that he wants to talk about with these Pittsburgh Steelers. So we're going to give him the opportunity to discuss his Pittsburgh Steelers. These topics and more on today's Carol's Corner episode. Did I leave anything out, Pete?
No, you did not.
I ain't leave nothing out at all. So We're going to do this real quick, 563-999-3782, 563-999-3782. We want you guys to call in. We want you guys to join in. We're going to welcome, right now, at this moment, I want to welcome all our online participants. How are you guys doing? Taylor's waving. I am waving at all of you. And we hope that you all enjoy We hope the callers enjoy in the studio all of this Kale Corner chaos that's going to go on today. You talk about? You talk about?
Yeah.
All right. All right. You know what, Treats? I'm going back to it. I don't care. This
okay.
Don't fight. This don't fight. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey.
The way that I do right now, I see all my brothers underground pushing up daisies. Man, it amazes me that you can't see where you're gonna be. A statistic, everybody's gone cold ballistic. If you had a good day, damn, I must have missed it. Cause you're mad at the universe, go to hell with everybody else. Cause you want your own first. I got the urge to let you in on a little secret. Cause you keep dying if you keep it. All the killing that you're feeling. Check the color of your skin, voila. I couldn't try even if I had to. Born with a bulletproof vest when I had you. A black woman trying to get through to a few so you can lead the next crew. 5 o'clock in the morning, where you gonna be?
Outside on the corner.
Better get yourself together while you're wasting all your time right along with your mind. 5 o'clock in the morning, where you gonna be?
Where you gonna be with Kale and Treats on the corner? I like that, man. I like that.
Too. Lady Rage.
Lady Rage. No, that ain't Lady Rage. That's Nonchalant.
Nonchalant.
That's
you're right. Nonchalant. You're right.
DC's
right.
Own, bird.
Yes.
Bird.
DC on. Mm-hmm.
You guys, forgive me. Forgive me. I made a faux pas, foobah, boobah, whatever you want to call it, boo-boo. Earl Spence Jr. and Terrence Crawford fight is what we will discuss first. And so, without further ado, we're going to bring in my man Marcus so he can tell us who we need to put our money on. Now, this fight isn't until Saturday, October the 15th. It isn't until Saturday,
right.
October the 15th. But, I mean, as far as fights go right now, this is the best thing going. This is the best thing going. So, you know, and I'm pretty sure they'll have little surprise bouts that we'll be, you know, interested in or wish that we had watched. But this one here, I just feel Earl Spence and Terrence Crawford are going to not disappoint at all. So, what's up, Marcus?
Hey, Marcus.
What's going on? What's going on, fam?
Hey, did you hear what I said, though? It was because of Therese. She reminded me.
I was on it today. I was like, oh, man, it's almost 5. Let me go ahead and let me get ready, man. So, you shouldn't have to babysit your people, man. Anyway, man, I shouldn't have given you that responsibility.
Hey, listen. How else can you say I am my brother's keeper?
Exactly.
Me and you about to have one of them old. Mac and Marcus conversations, we ain't got the libations, so. Earl Spence and Terrence Crawford, what say you about this fight?
Right.
Well, like you said, man, it's unprecedented. Everybody's been waiting on this fight, bro. You know, it's one of those big fights. And you know, boxing, man, boxing kind of like going downhill or was going downhill. And every once in a while, they come out with a big one. You know, and this is the one that the people been calling for. You know, when the people calling for it. And it's going to be a good fight. You know, don't get me wrong. It's going to be a bomb burner.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to you briefly about it yesterday.
Mm.
The problem that I'm having with this fight, and I'm gonna tell you my judgment in a second. But the problem I have with this fight is these boys are friends. And
yeah.
when you got fighters that are friends, sometimes they don't let the dog come out. You know what I'm saying? They don't let the beast come out in the ring. They got too much respect for each other. You know what I'm saying? I watched a fight a couple weeks ago where every single time the round was over, they touched gloves and smacked each other on the butt. You know, all that kind of. I'm like, yo, are y'all friends? You know what I'm saying? Like, are y'all friends or y'all fighting? You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to fights like this, I'm trying to see how they're going to spin it. You know what I'm saying? Because I normally they be talking trash, and you see one person, you know, about to smack the heck out of another one on, you know, at the weigh-in type, you know. At the
like Tank and what's his name? Romero, like them. They were straight up calling each other dummies and you Obama, you can't fight.
You have to say what? My bad, bro.
No. Go ahead. That was me. It's your time. Go.
Nah, but you're right, though. That right there, it's more believable when they go back and forth. If Buddy and this boy go back and forth, man, it's not going to be believable, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because they homies. They talk trash on YouTube all the time, but they be together. It ain't like, it's not like one person talking trash another. They talking trash like when the camera on them type deal. And it ain't really believable, you know? So I'm just hoping that when it's all said and done, they really, really bring the dog out, you know? I want to see somebody get, because I want to see, I know Terrence Crawford is a better fighter, period, hands down. He's a better fighter. He's got more boxing IQ, period. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If Terrence actually brings all of his arsenal, he should win this fight hands down. He might even knock that boy out.
Uh-oh. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, he might even knock him out. If he bring the dough.
Okay. Let's bring the Huckleberry in here. See what the Huckleberry got to say about this thing.
Come on, Huckleberry.
You know, he needs to be on point with his boxing. What's up, Huck?
He don't know
hey, man.
No
hey, hi, everybody. What's up, Huck? What's up? This your Huckleberry here. I'm gonna stay in my lane. And I'm going to go on what I told you, because I gave up on boxing. So Marcus, I bow to Marcus. He's my expert. I bow to him on this one right here. He don't know a damn thing about football, but this right here he got.
I knew it was coming. I'm gonna leave
it alone, man. Hey, 57.
What's up, Marcus?
I love you too.
What's up, buddy?
I love you too.
Yeah, thank you, bro.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you too. Yeah.
Hey, but I got my hand up. Pick a finger.
Oh, Lord.
No,
oh,
sir,
Lord.
Not today.
Oh, Lord. That's how we say, pick a finger.
Yeah.
Hey,
Marcus, because you know what? I'm afraid that you fooled me. You only got one up anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's bring brother. Let's bring in Brother T. What up, T?
What's up, T?
Hey, how y'all doing, family? What's going on?
All right.
What's up?
Hey, all right. Hey, 57,
up,
I gave you the opportunity to give your soliloquy about your team, because I felt you would finish because you didn't give too much detail, so you can have it because I'm busy working, but I need to chime in on the boxer right quick. Marcus, you're 100% right, you know, as far as that, but I wanted to touch on well, Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier, they used to be friends, you know, until, you know, they had the three trilogies, but till at one point, Muhammad Ali wanted to call him the monkey and all that, and just, you know, really disgracing George Foreman. So that's when that third fight with George Foreman tried to kill him, you know. So like you say, when you're friends, it's like, will it bring out the, you know, the madness in you? But boxing is like, you know, you want to win. You ain't going to let your opponent get you. But I definitely understand what you're saying, but definitely it is a difference when you don't like that person. Because you definitely off the bat trying to knock his head off, you know. So I just wanted to point that out because George Foreman Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali used to be friends, you know, at a point in their life, you know, and what have you. So, but yeah.
I'm gonna say this in regards to that. I think Muhammad Ali wanted what Frazier had. And I think the circumstances made Ali be a little more cordial to Frazier than he was with anyone else because of the timing of the situation. I don't really
timing of what situation?
As far as Ali losing his belt and being stripped of the championship and wanting that opportunity to regain it. So he basically had – go ahead.
At that point, you talk about what I'm saying. In the beginning, they had three trilogies. They had three fights. They were cool. They were friends in the beginning. George Frazier even borrowed money from Muhammad Ali. So I don't know what Muhammad Ali didn't want anything from Joe Frazier. He didn't need. He was the star. Joe Frazier was pretty much in a sense in Ali's shadow. He wanted that respect that he wasn't getting. Okay, and so Muhammad Ali played the mind game and stuff and switched it on him as far as calling him the gorilla, the monkey, and all that, and this disgraced him, you know, when it came to that third fight. So, like I said, I don't think Muhammad Ali needed anything from from Joe as far as, you know, getting publicity or anything, you know, so.
No, not publicity. So,
how did we even get to this point?
Hey, y'all both.
We were talking about boxing.
But look, Ted, you. I see the comparison. Yeah. I see what you saying. But bro, I gotta be honest with you. Them dudes was just cordial, like he said. Like they was just all right. They wasn't homies like these two are. Terrence Crawford.
No, I didn't say they was buddies like that, but they were enemies, you know. Let me make it clear. I didn't say they was buddies or homies like you said Crawford and Wynn. That's why I say I agree with you 100% on that. That was different, but they wouldn't. At first, they was not enemies until that third fight like that. That's what I was just pointing out. Because you talk about the reference of enemies and knocking, you know, of wanting to really bring out the dog in someone. So that's all.
Yeah,
I was just referencing on that.
You were wrong on that. They weren't friends. I'm more well. Now, when it comes to that old school of that boxing, I'm with Marcus. They weren't friends. They were just cool with one another. They weren't friends. And Muhammad Ali Joe Frazier never borrowed any money from Muhammad Ali. Frazier,
look at the
when Ali was down, I did do that, bro. That's why I'm talking to you.
Look
Nobody can tell you more about Muhammad Ali than I can. I don't have to. I can tell you. I can tell you right now. Joe Frazier offered Muhammad Ali money, and Muhammad Ali did not take it. But Joe Frazier never borrowed anything from Ali.
He had trouble with the IRS, man. He had trouble with the IRS at one point.
No, he didn't, bro. No, he didn't. No, he didn't, bro. You're wrong. You're wrong. Thank you for giving me that.
Yeah.
I was trying to. I couldn't really hear what y'all was saying because
you ain't making me feel good. But when you're wrong, bro.
When you're wrong, you just wrong. And you're wrong for what you just said.
So
that's not what
you
happened.
You always say because you write everybody wrong. Like I say, do your study.
No, I didn't
I
say that.
My
I said you wrong.
Opinion.
I said
so
you
I think
wrong.
You're wrong.
I didn't say anything
but
about
gonna,
everybody
okay.
wrong. I'm saying you're wrong.
Okay.
And you're entitled to your opinion.
Okay.
You're entitled
I'm
to your opinion. You're entitled to your opinion.
Yes. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. You
but
guys,
when it comes to facts,
crazy.
Let's talk facts. Don't just throw anything out here. Let's talk facts.
I'm
looking for let's bring one more fact chaser to the party. My man 007. What's up, Ron?
Oh. What's up,
man?
007?
Y'all bite my ear off like egg of Balinga.
What did he just say, young? What the
bite his ears off like egg of Balinga?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Boy. Boy.
He was biting his, hey, bro, he was biting his shoulder, man. What you talking about,
yeah.
man? You
he was so biting to my ear.
Yeah, that's...
Hey, that dude, that Bama got a six-month ban for that. Hey,
yeah.
You don't bite nobody ears. Yeah, he got 6 months banned for that. But about the Boston thing, which y'all was talking about on Crawford, you know what I'm saying? I got him winning the fight, you know what I'm saying? You know, this and that fight. I think he's a great – the fights that I've seen, I think he crisp with his jabs, and he got good combinations. And that's what I want to share with that.
Okay.
We appreciate that. We appreciate that. But all I'm saying is Earl Spence, he has that too. Earl Spence has that as well. So, I mean, I hope, first of all, let me address Marcus's point because when it comes to boxing, I give Marcus all props. And I too hope that their friendship doesn't interrupt their work, what they have to do. You know, I hope them guys still make it a good fight. You know what I mean?
Me too.
Yeah,
I gotta go 10 rounds.
10.
Ten
rounds of a straight battle is not a bad thing. That is not a bad thing.
Come on, Marcus.
Go ahead. So look, man.
I'm gonna tell y'all this. If it go into the later rounds, it's gonna be a problem for Spence. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If it go into the later rounds, it's going to be a problem. I think by then, Buddy will be wearing him out, man. You know what I'm saying?
He'll
be wearing him out. You know what I'm saying? But Spence got way more power than, he got way more pop than Terrence. Terrence got pop, but He don't have as much pop as Spence. Spence can catch him. He gonna be dangerous the whole fight.
Mm-hmm.
Even when he hurt, he gonna be dangerous. But in the beginning, in the first rounds, that's gonna be the time where he gonna have to bring it on Terrence Crawford.
Right.
If it go on the later rounds, he's definitely gonna lose. Unless they make it a draw.
No doubt. Wow.
Make it a draw, bro. Or it's going to be a draw.
Yeah. Because they want more than one fight out of this.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm thinking the same thing. I'm thinking it's going to be a controversial ending, which is going to have people clamoring for a rematch,
mm-hmm.
clamoring to see another fight. You know?
Yeah, if it's too close, it's definitely going to be us.
And one thing we all have to realize right now in the sports world, they're on makeup time, man. They're on serious makeup time because of the money that was lost during COVID. There was a certain expectation of financial gratuity for each sport. And they're trying to do all they can to make that money up. So I'm with you 100%, Mark. I would not be surprised if they don't make this fight a draw and make a series out of it. At least three fights. At least three fights. Because by the third fight we're gonna be more or less like, man, I'm like getting tired of this. You know what I mean? So, somebody need to win this. You know?
Exactly.
I got you, Tang. I'm sorry, y'all. I was reading Tang text. Yeah, Tang, messing with me. But we just all have to take that into account, man. We have to take that into account. Sports have been hurting. Sports have been hurting. Yeah. And I've said this many, many times now, how look at the NBA during this finals, man. Seats that were 5,000 are now 15,000. Seats that were 10,000. Seats that were 10,000, 20,000, and 25,000.
Yeah.
They're trying to make that money back up, man. They're trying to make that money back up. So, and I believe that's why we're seeing such a strong referee influence, you know, than we've seen in the past couple of years, I'll say. Because I was watching the whole clip when Rasheed Wallace was playing with Portland and the referee threw him out of the game. And
I put
that joint in our page, Kale's Corner page on Facebook, because the ref then went to Grant Hill. Was it Grant Hill?
Yes.
No, it wasn't Grant Hill. It was Grant Hill.
Yeah.
It was Grant Hill.
Yeah.
And gave him an explanation, and they turned the mic on. He said, "I told him not to look at me three times."
Stop.
He was staring at me, trying to intimidate me. So I gave him a text and put him out of the game. I said, "Are you serious?"
Mm-hmm.
He was staring at you.
Mm-hmm.
He was staring at you. You a grown man, dog. You are a grown man. You can't be all in your feelings about a man staring at you. 57. You with me? 57.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
All right. Ted hung up, but he texted me and told me, tell 57, he was correct about the lending money part. So you were accurate.
Right. Good job.
You were accurate on that. So, you know, he just
thank
wants
you for
to,
that.
Just
Ted,
to,
Ted, thank you for that, bruh. I wasn't upset about anything, but thank you for that. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
When we do that,
yeah,
that shows
no
our growth, man.
No doubt. And 57, you ain't going to do that to me right now. You ain't going to turn this into that moment. This family, y'all, I'm trying to tell you. This family, oh, you know what? And here Ted goes. Ted can tell you himself. Go ahead, Ted. I already told him what you said, but it'd be better hearing it from your words, from your mouth. So, come on, Ted.
Oh, I didn't want to go back and forth. But, yeah, you was totally correct on that. I did my research. I did the studying, and you were totally correct. George Foreman, I mean, Frazier did loan him $1,000 and stuff, but as far as them being friends, Foreman was more of a friend to Ali. Say he was,
hey, bro.
You know, he was like that. Go ahead.
Thank you, bro. Thank you for that, man, and, you know, that means a lot to hear you come back like that, bro. And I hope that in the future I could do the same thing. That shows our growth, you know, as a family on this station right here, you know, that we could do that, man. That was great, bro.
That was
great, bro. I respect that. I really do.
No doubt. No doubt. Yeah. We all do.
It's always just an opinion. I don't ever feel that I'm totally right, and I'm man enough to always admit when I'm wrong about anything.
Exactly.
Amen.
Good job. Yes.
Yeah, man. That's it, bro. Yes.
I tell you what, you Bammers get to doing that again, I'm pulling my belt off.
Yeah.
I'm the father on the road trip.
Well, you know what? Look, it's like me and Ted. You know, it's the two kids in the back seat that won't stop every trip you go on.
I know.
You know,
I
your
know.
Mother
just
turned around in the car saying, "Be quiet, stop that."
Yeah.
That's
y'all
too.
Look,
we love each other.
Hey,
you know
that's true love. Because I'm gonna tell you, I had to knock out this drive out fight with my cousin. I love him to death. It's like this. We standing back to back, Jack. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Real quick, I never lose respect or love for anyone, regardless of what we debate about or whatever. Because in the scheme of everything, it's minute. You know what I mean? To what's going on.
There you go.
With everyday life, you know. So
no
job. Just a drop in the bucket.
I keep everybody in perspective, and trust me, I love everybody. I'm going.
Ted. Love you too, bro.
Love you too.
No doubt.
Love y'all
too,
more.
Bro. Love you too, bro. That's what's up. Marcus, can you please bring us back to Earl Spritz and Terrence Crawford, man? Can you please bring us back? I heard you.
This
bad
my softy, man.
If it goes the long distance, it's Crawford's fight. But if Earl Spence finds a way to get that power advantage early, then it's Earl Spence's fight. That's what you said, right?
Absolutely. If he can knock Buddy out, then yeah. You know, if he can knock Clarence out in the beginning, and he can catch him. Now, make no mistake. He's going to be dangerous the entire fight, even hurt. Even if he's hurt, he's going to be dangerous. The boy hits hard. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that's ultimately his weakness as well, because he gets slow because he hits so hard. He could be a lot faster, but he throws with bad intent. I'm going to tell you, he's a friend of mine. Huh?
Well, how many fights has Earl Spence had since he had that accident?
Maybe like two.
Okay. I was just trying to see if he recovered from that accident, or is he, you know, fully recovered, or would that hamper him? Okay, thank you.
He's definitely fully recovered, but I'm gonna tell you, any head trauma that you take, real severe head trauma, That stay with you forever. You must have had PTSD.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's what I got. I got some PTSD.
You know what?
I
you
have
know
Jesus.
What?
I know that. So I have that and Jesus.
I can't stand her. I cannot. I cannot stand her.
I'm just saying, like any kind of head trauma will affect you long term.
Okay. Let's bring our boy from Jersey on. What's up, Lou?
Hey guys, how are you? Sorry, I'm having trouble. I had trouble with my phone the last couple of days, so I was charging it today, so that's why I was on so much. My time was a little bit limited, so I'll just try to be brief today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you have a pick? Do you have a pick in the Errol Spence Terrence Crawford fight, or are you just like me, waiting to see what happens?
No, I'm gonna go with Crawford.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, go ahead, man.
Is it gonna be an easy knockdown fight? No, I don't think so. I think it's gonna go maybe. What is it? 10 rounds?
12.
It's 12.
It's 10 or 12.
Well,
12, yeah.
I will say it'll be a TKO in the 10th round.
Whoa.
It's not
you're the second person.
Down, but it's not going to go the distance either.
The person,
Marcus,
yeah,
who you got winning, Marcus? Marcus, who you got winning? I'm curious.
I think Terrence Crawford going to win. Just
oh,
like
Crawford?
You said.
Okay,
it's
you going, said Crawford too.
It's going to be in the later rounds. Terrence Crawford, man, like, I really don't like – I have my reasons for not liking Terrence Crawford, and it's character.
Right.
For me, it's character. It's character issues. I got character issues. Yeah, yeah, but same thing with Mayweather, same thing with, you know, like what we was talking about the other day. But as it pertains to him in the ring, the boy is pretty bad. He's nasty. You know what I'm saying? Like, he could do stuff. He could do stuff that's not that a lot of fighters can't do. He throws off balance shots that are pretty accurate, in my opinion.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, can I say something?
Like, mm-hmm.
I just want to, Marcus. I've only seen one fight of Terrence Spence and one fight of Terrence Crawford. And the fight I saw Terrence Spence, it looked like Spence has to get himself in position to throw a lot of his punches. But it looked like Terrence Crawford was just smooth with the way he switched in the ring, the way he was just smooth with it. He didn't have to, you know, get that step into it and everything. You know, he was just smooth with the way he threw his punches. So with that, from those two fights, I would go with Crawford to win because Crawford just seems like he's the fighter.
Yeah, I mean, he really is. He got way.
I'm going with the underdog.
Way better boxing IQ, huh?
Which one is the underdog? I mean, because I'm not really good
Earl
with boxing
Spence.
Either. Like I keep up with it, but these two fighters look like they kind of on the same level almost to me. So I don't know who's supposed to be the underdog. Earl Spence.
Spence.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's
definitely the underdog right now.
Okay, I'm taking him.
Yeah.
Well, but do both of them have belts?
I think Spence had to let go of his title when he had the accident.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
But I'm not sure.
I think that is true because I did read that. Because he wasn't able to defend, so they had to
Correct.
He had to release it. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you are right on that, Marcus.
Okay.
Kel, who you taking?
Yeah. I'm going Crawford.
You going
Crawford?
Crawford.
Yeah, I think Crawford has a little more. He's bringing a little more to the table than Spence is. And seriously, since
mm-hmm.
Spence has returned from his accident,
mm-hmm.
The people he fought, I almost expected him to win. I almost expected
cool.
him to beat those guys, you know?
Yeah, no name.
But this fight here, this is going to be his first serious competition. And like Marcus said, yes, Spence does hit hard. But so does Crawford.
Yeah.
And when I have to break it down, I have to go with Crawford and what he brings
Crawford.
To the table a little more than Spence.
You think he's gonna go the distance? You think he's gonna go the distance? Or you think he's gonna knock him out?
Nah. I think that 10th round, which is everybody's pronunciation here so far today, I think that 10th round going to be the telling round.
Okay.
Time to go night-night.
Well, I'm going to say one thing.
Who 007 got? Is he still here?
I've been Sig Crawford in the 10th round Lou said that.
I forgot to write it down. I'm sorry. Tell me who you said
again.
It's all
good, baby.
Sig Crawford.
No, I didn't say no one, but that's going to be a tough fight. I don't know, man.
You got to pick a name.
I don't know.
Pick a name, T.
Yeah. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Hey, we got more time, though. We can still don't fight till September, y'all. Come on.
October.
That's why we put the press on. You can always change next week.
Pick around. The fight gonna start in an hour. Pick around. The fight gonna start in an hour. Now, what you doing?
She put
the press on us hard today.
How many fights she had? This incident, this accident, you know, because you know that does make a difference. Crawford gonna put the pressure on him, so if he get hit that many times, he's gonna throw a lot of punches at him, and he's gonna definitely go at that head. So. That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
That's
man.
What I'm thinking about too, Ted.
Yeah, you know, I think you're going in with a body shot, not a head shot.
Yeah, yeah. I just brought Chang in. I was waiting for everybody else to finish talking to announce him. What's up, bro? Welcome to the corner.
Kev's corner family. Much love and respect. How y'all doing today? What's up, big bro?
Ted,
57007, what it do?
Man,
hey, look,
you
I
know,
hear y'all talking, man.
You know,
for
playing with
y'all,
this is a practice.
What do you think?
007, y'all.
007. That's
what
I'm at right there.
Shot is a
crack, right.
I'm trying to
tell some lies, man.
You already know 007, I'm going to have the same thing you have. Man, put the Marlboro down. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I hear y'all talking and all y'all saying that a lot of stuff that I like. I'm like, hey, man, can I have to pick right now?
Okay,
I'm going to pick right now. I'm going with Spence. But it's okay. That's
right.
Yeah, me.
You can always change it,
you guys. You can always change it right up until that week.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I just threw Spence out there right now because I know we're going to pick again. I ain't going to lie to you.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely
going to
pick again. I'm going to
have to go with
Tank. I'll put you down for
Crawford, Tank. No, that's right.
What you want, Tank?
My heart is with Spence. Like I said, I like how he carries himself also. Like
yeah,
Marcus says,
yeah.
What's the name character? Trans Crawford,
okay.
He's a little wild, but he can't fight.
I got
but I like the way. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Hey.
Well, we know who not to ask.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
ask
the
series.
Put me down for the draw, Tree. Marcus said Crawford, too.
Yeah, put
That's
me
right.
down. No, nah, change that. Put me down. Put me down for the draw.
Whoa.
Mm.
A draw.
Okay.
Yeah, Marcus.
I wouldn't
I like
even be
that.
Surprised
hey.
If that happened,
hey,
though.
Hey, Marcus. I like that. That's a great pick. That's a great pick.
Hey,
listen.
She beat us to it.
Nothing will say trilogy more than a draw.
Tyson Fury's fight started. Started off as a draw first, then the second fight, and then y'all know the rest.
I still don't understand that fight, man. I still don't understand the two fighters right there. I don't. I mean, I ain't been watching enough boxing, but it seemed like the dude,
which one is Fury is the one that won the title, the white dude, right? And then
right.
It just looked like they two bums in the ring that they throwing it to y'all. Here go the title on the floor. That's what it
is. 57. 57. You gotta understand that there was no one else drawing attention. Mayweather was retiring, and no one else was drawing any type of attention. So they put the fight together that they thought everyone wanted to see. And them two were talking so much trash. And you know what? Boxing fans love heavyweights. They love that heavyweight division. So
them dudes in there throwing washerwoman punches, man. They slap boxing each other in the ring.
Right. But let me ask you this. What other fight would you have rather seen at that time? You see what I'm saying?
I can't say because I ain't been watching enough to pick. You know, I would have to call Marcus on the phone and say, hey, man, is it anybody else we can watch? You know, that's how little I know now, man. I'm being honest.
Yes. Hey, 57, you can, 57, you can look up ESPN and look up the boxing stats and look up the top 10, you know, in the East Division, in the heavyweights.
But you know what, 57?
I know.
The fact that you have to do all that research tells you exactly what state boxing is in.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The fact that you have to
there
go
you go.
Research
there you go, right there.
And wonder what's best to watch. Who should I look at? That I mean, we've never had to do that before. It's what, Lou?
Huh?
It's in a heap of trouble. That's where it is. I mean, boxing.
Exactly.
Or is it just me that thinks about it?
No, you're absolutely right on point with that because that is why that fight between Wilder and Fury got as much publicity as it did because there was no one else to talk about. There was nothing else to say. They felt it was nothing else the people wanted to see. So they gave them that.
Yes.
So they gave them that.
Like Kevin Hart said, that UFC boxing is here and it's for real. I might know a little bit more about that than I know about that joint is for real. You know, they ain't playing. And boxing there is just so corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, bro. That's the thing that you that see on a surface level, what we talking about, you're right on the surface about boxing. And about UFC, but that same
I'll be back next week.
But listen, that one thing that you just said, 57, is the reason why it's not going to fail because boxing, you can phantom punch in boxing. You can't phantom punch in UFC. You can't take a fall in UFC.
Mm-hmm.
So. And that's the thing.
You're right about that.
If you can control it, if it could be mafia control, mafiatic control, and people not be able to tell, it's here to stay.
Yeah.
Mm.
I agree.
You see what I'm saying? It's here to stay.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
I totally agree.
And we gonna let that wrap this conversation up. Y'all, we gonna talk Crawford. And spent for a whole hour, y'all. But you know what? I love that. That's what I love about the corner. We can take any subject and make it a story. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. When we come back, game 6 of the NBA Finals, man. It's a whole heap of questions surrounding this finals, and we're going to get into a couple of them when we come back. Hey, I'm sorry, y'all. I got caught up in that joke. Bob Marley.
You could have let that bad boy play for a minute, man.
Man, oh man.
I hope you like
the
jamming with you.
You know what I mean? We're jamming. Yeah. I hope you like jamming.
Hey, Brother Tell, can I give a shout-out right quick?
Yes, you can.
Hey, I'm going to give a shout-out to my homeboy, Jonah Lucas, who's going to be performing at halftime at TD Gardens at the Celtics game.
Okay. That's your boy?
Yeah, I'm well. He ain't my boy, but he represent, you know, saying the city where my daughter's at. So I'm giving a big shout out to him. He performing at halftime.
Okay. Oh, you just gonna get you some clam powder, no matter what, huh?
Well, regardless, you know what I mean.
The good
shout. You know what I mean?
Okay. hey, guys, I gotta ask you: do you think that the Celtics are going to extend this tonight, or will Golden State find it in themselves to close it out? You know, I tell you personally, because everything to me is led and directed by the fact that the league wants to make their money. So I'm of the mindset that the Celtics will extend it tonight. And then we'll have a game 7 on Sunday. That's just my opinion. And the Celtics have not.
Hey,
and I'll be the first.
Too short already got a picnic schedule.
Who?
Too short out in Oakland already got. Too short, the rapper. Picnic scheduled for Saturday evening. And everything. Golden State gonna take this tonight.
Man.
I should throw some clam chowder down for that. Come Boston, tell Too Short about to send him some clam chowder cans out there to Golden State, cause Boston coming out there to get that.
Hey, bro, that clam chowder you gonna get from the Potomac. You gonna get that clam chowder from the Potomac.
Don't forget the oyster crackers.
Hell yeah,
right.
Name the oyster crackers, y'all.
Yeah,
all that coming out there.
Yeah, folks got to say.
Well, Brother Tang,
yes,
what say you, man? You've been quiet on this, man. What say you, man? You think it's going to go 7 or we'll go to stay ended tonight?
Oh, I agree with you, man. I think it's just a lot of money wrapped up in a nice old Sunday game, everybody home, more money, game 7, it's going to be exciting. I have Boston beating tonight, and Boston at home, man. I already know both teams and won in each other's house, but I just believe Tatum, because the last game, Tatum, man, he was playing like some garbage. I don't know what he was thinking about.
Tatum and Brown. Brown. And
you know what, though? I think they let the crowd get in their head in that game. Because that first game, when they beat them the first game, you can just tell they was focused, man. It was just all about them on that court, and they just thought it was just them, Golden State, and the arena. The last game in Golden State, it was just too much complaining and crying to the refs and a whole lot of BS. So it's all good. I'm with 007. Clam chowder and oyster crackers, baby.
Yeah.
Well, y'all gonna have it at home
because
the game is gonna be over tonight.
Well, tonight, I'm gonna have it tonight at home, and I'm gonna have some on Father's Day too with some ribs.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Advise you going down to the wharf.
I was gonna say that. I was gonna say that. Y'all, you and Tank gonna be at the Wolf, eat y'all clam chowder, and the game ain't no game gonna be on because the championship will be won tonight, and it's gonna be over. So y'all
can have a little. Go ahead, tell them, sis.
Hey, 007, don't fall for it. 007.
Oh, no. Nah.
Wait, what's the caveat for me? Both of y'all are cooks, so I don't care. One of y'all bring the crackers and one of y'all bring the clam chowder.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Tree.
Both of y'all seem like y'all are good cooks. Yes.
Hey, Trish, you going to kiss Tang after he eat them oyster crackers and clam chowder?
I don't think so, bro. I'm going to go ahead and wait for him to get home and clean up, and then we resume the
party. Hey, Mark, is he crazy?
Yes, sir. Test that love, bro. You going to have to test that love, bro. Because you love me smelling like oysters and clam chowder and all that. Hey, don't y'all sit up here and fall for that.
Let me tell y'all something. They done tested that love already.
That's what I was getting ready to say. I ain't even worrying about it. Anytime somebody can't chew their own peanuts, up and you got to chew them up and bird feed them, I can smell like anything coming in this joint.
You know what? I knew you were going to say that. That's it for you. That's it.
Hold on, sir.
You're
chewing your peanuts up.
God,
mute his mic.
That nigga, oh, excuse me.
Mute him.
I said, Molly to be living. Dang. You know what I mean?
Hey, look,
yeah,
I am definitely kissing him in the mouth with the same child. That was all a mistake.
You know? To be
I'm definitely
kidding,
Marcus.
Let me just go ahead and say that. Hey, man, I had to mute my own mic because I'm laughing hard as all the world over this mouth. y'all wild, bro.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
Welcome to the
I can attest to it, too, bro.
Sam already know. That's why he was about to say something.
Yeah. I can attest to it, bro.
Are you on my side today?
I'm on your side, sis. I ain't got no more to say.
Be quiet, man.
Yes, ma'am. I'm with you. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Frick
and Frat.
Yang, baby.
57, spill the beans, bro. Spill the beans.
No, sir.
Hey, look. I know my sister. They'll take a trip down here, bro. 4 hours trip down here, whip my butt, and then say, I love you, and go on back up there.
Go back home. Oh, man. Hey, look. I want to film that.
No, I got to
go.
Hold on. I'm going to be quiet. Okay. Hey, 007, Charlie has been dancing for Boston.
What happened?
How long your daughter been dancing for Boston? Was she there in 2008?
Nah, man, yeah. No. My daughter lives up there. I'm saying the guy that he's a rapper up there. He rapped with Eminem. He was a Grammy nominated, rapper from up there. That's all.
Oh, okay. I was right.
We performing at halftime. His name Jonah Lucas. Look him up. He got a joint called ADHD. Some of us have it. He have a lucky you with Eminem. Like he's good kid.
Mm-hmm. Wait, how long?
That's one of my artists, bro. Oh, I've been up there on and off for 19-20 years. I'm about to go up there for Father's Day.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna get off that. I'll talk to you another time.
They
in
the bandwagon. You trying to sign out of the bandwagon, T?
No. Who bandwagon?
Oh, okay. Okay.
On who bandwagon?
Okay.
I told you that's why I'm
trying to find out.
Are you trying to find out the
007? Is he bandwagon?
Oh, right. Okay.
Your questions of how long and all that sound like you're trying to find out. Is this Bama a get-win or has he been there?
Let me clarify something because I did say this before. I am a diehard Washington Wizards fan, excuse me, diehard Washington Bullets fan, diehard Washington Redskins fan, Capitals, and well, the fourth corner of the team is all D.C. However, I've been up there 20 years, and I've seen championships after 20, championships after 20 championships, so I ain't jumping on no bandwagons. I'd just be sad because I wish it was us.
Hey, I wasn't inquiring about
you know
that at
what?
All. I was Doc, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, I got history with him. You know, he raised me, so I was just saying, you know, I've been up there also when they championship run, so that's all.
Oh, okay. Up in Boston?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. That's cool, man. For real. Yeah.
Hey.
So
hey,
who else got the Golden State Warriors winning it all tonight or Boston taking it in seven? What y'all got?
I'm in between, man.
You in between?
I got Boston. Boston.
Oh, okay, yeah.
A lot of people still
on the Boston train.
Quick side. Quick sidebar, folks. Kirby's wife just texted me, and he wanted to let all of us know that he's in the hospital, and they're going to keep him for a couple of days. So, you know, y'all know what we do here on the corner, you know.
Absolutely.
We're going to send a prayer out for Brother Kirby and hope that all is well. Hope that all
Absolutely.
Is well.
Prayers to you,
know.
Papa Kirby. Prayers to Papa Kirby.
No doubt. No doubt.
That's right.
No doubt.
Prayers sent, Mr. Kirby. You already know. We love you.
Lord,
let's do a moment of silence real quick, like 2 seconds, moment of silence. Everybody just mute your phone or just be quiet for a couple of seconds. Amen. Thank you,
Amen.
Guys, for that.
Hey, can I recap something?
That was a pretty good move right there, sis. I like that. I like that.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Ron.
I wanted to
yeah,
recap,
lie,
you know, something from game five, you know what I'm saying? Order for, you know, this Boston Celtics to win this game, they have to commit less turnovers than they did the last game, and they have to, you know what I'm saying, capitalize on the free throws. That's the only thing that really, you know what I'm saying, got them in trouble, those two things. It wasn't in foul trouble. So you hit your free throws and you create less turnovers, especially unforced turnovers, you have a chance to go to game seven. And the momentum could be on your side.
Right.
But if they
right.
don't do that,
if
they don't do that, then this series is over. There's no more clam chowder for me. I'm just going to stick with pizza and Pepsi.
Hey, Ron, you crazy, boy.
You might as well get ready, Ron, because we haven't seen a complete game from all of Golden State where everybody was clicking yet. We're going to see that tonight. Klay Thompson, Green, the whole team's going to be on tonight because that game the other night, they should not have won that game the way they played. Boston just plays that much worse. And missed all the shots, the turnovers.
Yeah. My coach used to say, we wet the bed. Boston wet the bed.
Exactly.
The other night. They wet the bed for real.
Our online people, Reese, he said, I got Golden State. Betty said, I got Boston. Shay said, I have Golden State. And somebody else agreed, right, but it's not coming through yet. Boston. Somebody else said Boston. So it's like 50-50 online right now.
Wow. Well, hey, we're going to see you tonight. And you know what? I'm going to say this. 57, you just brought something to mind. I want to see both Boston and Golden State playing at a full potential. I want to see them both playing a good game so the champion can be unequivocally announced. I don't want there to be no questions. I don't want there to be no, well, if this happens, that would have happened. If that happened, this would have happened. I don't want that. I want to see both teams dominant in their way, and whoever dominant is the most, the best, then so be it. Be it Golden State or the Celtics. Now, I want the Celtics because I want seven games. I want seven games. Yeah. Father's Day will be great. Father's Day will be great with a game seven to watch. So I'm biased on that point, you know. But I look at it like this, too. And Tree, I hate to bring this up, but you know I must. Watching your show, Marcellus Wiley and what's the other guy's name that's on with Marcellus? Ocho. Question that they ask is, will Wiggins be the MVP of this series? Now, ever since we had that conversation on Tuesday night, I'm serious. That is all I have seen. All I have seen. And there are people saying that Stephen Curry should be the MVP or will be the MVP. But you got a lot of fingers pointing towards Wiggins. You got a lot of people screaming out Wiggins' name.
Because Wiggins had one great game. He had two nice games this series. He had two nice games in the series.
You said it right.
Two
great games. He did.
Great games, absolutely. He had two great games because a lot of the things that he did didn't show up in the stats. Mostly all of the things that he do don't show up in the stats. So
now let me ask you this. How many great games has Curry had?
I say two. He's had two.
Nah.
He had a 40 game night.
He had two 40 games. Two of them. Other one was 31, and I think the other one was like 24 or 17 points or something like that. He had two 40-point games, which is nice. Wasn't great like Wiggins was because it was quiet points. They were quiet.
Didn't
even know he had the 41 points until after the game was over. You know, then they were like, oh, he got 41 points, you know, all that. But he did have two good games to go along with Wiggins' two good games. In the last game, it was like all over the place. Nobody really had that good game. It was like all spread it out throughout all of the players.
What last game?
So,
you mean game five?
Talking about the first game when they lost. The second game when they lost. That was spread out.
My add-on to that is, when Curry does things like that, we kind of expect him to. He's the face of that team.
Remember?
So, but even still, we expect greatness from him. It is expected of him.
Listen, he was a first-round draft pick, okay? We was expecting a lot from this guy. He was a first-round draft pick, and then Stephen A. came back.
Don't do that.
I wouldn't trade this man for a box of cereal. I wouldn't get this man for a box of cereal, all that. Then they start putting a bad name on him.
Why did Stephen A. say that? Because he was not playing up to that number one pick potential. That's why. It was more than just Stephen A. saying that about Wiggins.
No. It was Stephen A. and Kendrick Perkins. It was them two. Okay?
Can I say this?
We had them two coons talking about somebody playing the game, right?
So,
it was them two.
So, okay. So what do you call Skip Bayless? Because Skip Bayless was saying the same thing.
He's a coon too?
He's a coon anyway.
Esau. But anyway, we ain't gonna get into all that. But you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
But he the devil too. He's the original devil. So we ain't even gonna get into all that. But yes, I do think that Wiggins, they put that bad stigma on him, the coon, and Esau put the bad stigma on him. I understand that, Kale, but listen, he on a team with Clay, with Draymond. He was on a team where he had to pick and choose, do I do it this day or can I do it right now? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you on a team with nothing but superstars on your team. He wasn't on no
bullshit
team. He wasn't on the the Charlotte Hornets. He wasn't with the Wizards. You know what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't with – I'm only saying y'all because y'all had no superstars.
He's outshining them. He's outplaying them, and he's outshining them. He's playing better defense. He's playing better defense. No, because, hey, let me ask you a question. Who shut Luka Doncic down in their last series?
Don't do that. You're taking the man's credit.
You're taking this man's credit.
Tell me what you want, bro.
That's what you're doing.
Can I say something, y'all?
I heard everything you said. You're repeating now. I heard everything you said.
But go ahead.
But what I'm saying, if you look it up, yes, Luka Doncic did hurt his ankle the last series. But before his ankle was hurt, and that excuse was given to us, because let's not forget, Luka Doncic was the NBA's great white hope until he met Wiggins. And Wiggins, we didn't see no more of the too small hand gestures, no more. We didn't see no more of the shaking the shimmy from Luka Doncic when he had to play against Wiggins. We didn't see it no more.
I don't know what grade you're looking at.
Oh, man. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that never happened.
Go ahead,
yeah, come on,
57.
Look, just speaking on this series right here, I don't know what everybody else has been saying, but to me, Steph Curry – In every game has been the man out there that had that made the team go.
Thank you.
Wiggins has played some good games, you know. The way I look at it, Wiggins has been a steady, I call him Steady Eddies. He had a great game the other night where they needed him. I feel like he's had, in this series, he's had one bad game. Other game has played good, and the other night he played great. But to me, even if Steph Curry just comes out there and plays 25 points, some assists, some rebounds, he's going to be the MVP. It's already set. That's where the money is for Steph Curry to be the MVP. And I see it that way. That's just my opinion. That's my opinion.
Right. You're entitled. Can I say
does
this?
Does that make it right?
No,
it's just my opinion, bro.
Yes, it's a
big 007.
Well, the thing is, because both Wiggins and Curry have good games, we forgot the unsung hero is Klay Thompson.
No, sir.
No, sir.
I mean, he's at right now.
K Clay Thompson's body language, his interaction with his other teammate, all of that stuff is off. All of it is off. Now, Clay has hit one or two three-pointers, but I'm telling you, that between Poole and Wiggins, Clay's game has just been in the forest. He's been in the woods.
I understand exactly what you're saying on that. I'm talking about just him being out there, period, because who would have thought him being in this position, being in the finals? I didn't expect for him to come out in the second half of the regular season and, to play and for them to be here. Nobody didn't expect for Golden State to be here to a point. I had a wrestle with y'all was talking about David and Goliath, and I'm like, Boston is the Goliath. Then I looked at it, I was like, wait a minute, now I see what y'all saying.
Right.
Golden State wasn't be here.
Right.
Clay Thompson don't be – no. Okay, I understand about the 2 or 3 points, but he's there. If Clay Thompson's not there, I don't think they'd be in a position where they are. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I got to disagree with you on that one. But, yeah, but like you said, that's your opinion, though.
I like that.
I just feel like, Clay Thompson did something that Ben Simmons couldn't do. He worked to get himself back out on the court. He actually put the work in to get himself back out on the court. He could be out there to help his team. Now, if he could get his shake that off and be the Clay Thompson that we know, that any night he might be able to throw, he can throw in 24 points or more, then it's going to be over with at halftime for Boston. Because Curry going to come out there and play tonight. You ain't going to see what we saw the other night. He missed 9 3-pointers. That ain't happening.
Yeah, because he probably been in that weight room. I mean, in the shoot-around, he done shot 400 shots already.
Huh, sis? Tell him, sis. That ain't happening.
If being Steph Curry, if he has to go in the weight room, I mean, in the gym.
If he has to go in the gym
and shoot 400 shots, there's a problem.
At this point of his career, every story he heard.
Damn, y'all. Story we heard about Kobe Bryant, about Michael Jordan, they workout warriors, but they're in the gym shooting specific jump shots. They're in this gym shooting specific jump shots when they lose, when something's not right. That's when they do that. Any other time, they work on their all-around game. Any other time. And if Curry is in the gym the night of game 6 shooting 400 jumpers, there is a problem. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to say this.
Okay, good.
I'm going to say this because problem. Even though they won the game, and this is how Curry thinks, they won the game, but he missed so many free throws that night that he's going to go in the gym.
Yep.
That's just who he is. I don't care if they won the game. I don't care if they lost the game. I don't care if they quit midway through. If he is not making his free throw shot or his three-point shot or whatever, if he feel like he missed more than he made, he's in that gym, and he's shooting 100 to a 400 shot. That's who he is. He's been doing it his whole career.
Explain to me the difference in what you're saying and in what I just said.
You said
explain
they,
to me
they
the
didn't
difference.
Lose the game. I'm trying to tell
no,
you.
No, I
you
said
they,
if he has, I said if he's in the gym shooting 400 shots before game 6, there is a problem. You just said.
And I'm trying to tell you. I'm going to tell you what the difference is. The difference is he missed those shots. it don't matter what game it is. He's going to go in the gym, and he's going to try to be perfect in the gym. That's his mm-hmm. character. That's who he is.
Right. Right. I'm not arguing that at all. Nobody put him on the level
as Kobe and them, because he practiced like Kobe and them. You don't hear about Steph going out, and I don't even like him. I don't even like him like that. But you don't hear about mm-hmm. Steph going to the club. You don't hear about him doing nothing extra. Like, you don't hear him doing none of that, hanging out, doing none of that. He don't get in trouble. He don't do none of that kind of stuff because he's in the gym. He a gym rat. And for them shots not to go up the way, go in the basket like he wanted them to, he missed a lot of shots. You think he's not gonna practice? Come on, man. You know Steph Curry is gonna try to get in the gym and do all he can before the game. He probably in there right now.
No gas, no squeegee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, we'll see this evening what is what.
Exactly.
With this whole playoff coming to a head here. 563-999.
Well, I wish we could do after.
563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right immediately. Bye. Get both.
My name, calling all night. I can pull the wool while I'm being polite. Like, darling, calling all night.
Us a little further about this these Pittsburgh Steelers. Y'all talk about you ready for us? You ready for us?
Come on, baby. I can talk about my Steelers all day, every day.
We just asked you to give us 15 minutes right now. Go. Give it to
them. On the surface, looking at everything, Louis Riddick will not be the general manager for the Steelers. He pulled himself out of it, running for it. I don't think he wants to leave ESPN. I know ESPN wants him to stay too, so that might have had something to do with it. But, yeah, they made that announcement. He pulled himself out. But we're doing pretty good. We signed Fitzpatrick to a multi-year deal for like $36 million guaranteed, $18.5 million up until 2026. So we got that locked up.
Oh, Fitzpatrick for us last year. The one Fitzmagic.
No, Mika Fitzpatrick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now that bum for y'all retired.
Yeah, he should.
Yeah.
He was just tired. He was just tired.
Well, he really never got a chance to play because he got hurt. You know, so we got him, and that's a whole lot of money. Plus, we also got Miles Jack. We signed him for, I think, something like $16 million, something like that, you know, to shore up our defense. So, you know, we're looking pretty good on that. With us having the quarterback I was telling you about, Chris Olakadon. I can't remember where he's from, but he's going to be on the practice squad. So we're trying to get a fifth-round draft pick for Mason Rudolph, he seems to be the odd man out in the quarterback race right now.
Yeah, quarterback room is crowded.
Yeah, it's crowded. And if we can get rid of him, that'll clear up like anywhere from between $5 to $8 million on our salary cap, you know, so we could use that to work on some other stuff. So other than that, you know, we also, now that Haywood has moved over to the other side, Watt doesn't have to worry about his position as far as the fullback goes. Sharing that position at the tight end, now it's just going to be Watt back there playing that fullback position by himself. Even though we don't see a lot of him other than on the special teams, this year they're going to try to incorporate the fullback position a little bit more in our running game. That might help us out because our front line is not that strong right now. That's what we heard. And we might be with everybody. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Kale. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. You might be. I'm just letting
we you. Might be, and I hate to say this, the third or fourth best team in our division this year. And I'm just keeping it real. As much as I love my team, I'm just keeping it real because we haven't spent the money to get the players that, you know, we need. And then even if they were out there, they were scooped up by other teams. And by having such a winning percentage for so long, this is that period where you can't get the top-notch players, you know, because you've been winning. So now we'll just see.
Are you saying that you guys are going to be bums this year? Is that what you're saying?
I didn't say nothing about bums. I didn't say nothing about bums.
Oh, Lord. Are we in for another fire every damn body tyrant from you? Is that coming this year? Because that was great.
Most likely.
Third place is one place from last place.
Yeah.
Huh? Hey, bro, that's third or fourth.
If fourth, that's last.
Yeah,
That's right. Hey, man.
So that means y'all gonna
Cincinnati.
That means y'all gonna be some doo doo. That's what you say.
I ain't say nothing about doo-doo, Mark. I ain't say nothing about doo-doo.
I ain't even mentioned that word, Marcus.
Can I say this? I can say this. Cincinnati blew it. So I don't see any reason why Pittsburgh Steelers can't win the AFC Central. Cincinnati blew it.
They blew it. Let me say this. You can't say they blew it because they were a young team with a rookie quarterback. Let's not say rookie, but he wasn't expected to get to where they got to.
I understand that.
And even in the NFL, they weren't expected. Not just our division, but in the NFL, that team is only going to get better. They got young players. They got good coaching staff. They're only going to get better. Baltimore is only going to get better. Then you look at Cleveland. They're going to get better, too. We might be fourth, Mars. I'm serious. We might be. I'm just calling it like it is.
Well, 57, I understand everything you just said. But no quarterback, Joe Burrow's getting sacked 9 times a game. You can't survive that, keep surviving that in these games, expect to win games like that. You getting sacked 8-9 times in the game.
Bruh.
Well,
that was last year.
What about y'all defense?
They made it to the Super Bowl. I just told you. Our defense hasn't been revamped. You know, only person we've added was Miles Jack. That was it.
Right.
Our offensive line has got holes everywhere, bro. Listen to me good. If your offensive line can't support your running game, can't support your quarterback, it doesn't matter. You can't score. And that's where we are right now.
When you say your offensive line got holes in it, what I think
we're missing
I
a left tackle
already. Right, right.
We're
right,
missing a left
right.
tackle, bro. And okay. if you your left tackle is unless your quarterback is left-handed, your left tackle is the strongest man on your offensive line because he got your
yeah,
blind
he
side.
Yeah.
So in other words, you don't trust Mr. Biscay, what's his name, Mr. Trubisky. You don't trust none of your quarterbacks.
I didn't say that. See, here, you get where you're getting confused. A quarterback doesn't win the game by itself, bro. He got a whole lot of help out there. That's why we got 11 men out there. It's not Mr. Trubisky or Riddick or Maya Rudolph. If can't nobody block for him, if they can't, if your running game can't get going, your quarterback needs everything to happen. He needs blocking, and he needs the running game. He needs a running game so he can throw the ball.
Right.
Because if he can't got a running game and all he got to do is throw, he's going to be throwing interceptions. One man can't do it, so don't just say you don't have trust in your quarterback. No, I don't have trust in my offensive line. That's what I don't have trust in.
Right.
Understandable.
Right. Hey, listen. Welcome to the life of a Washington football fan, because that has been our Achilles heel for seasons now. You know, these guys will go out and then to allow Trent Williams out the door. That was crazy to me. And I understand it was a lot of personal reasons, but money would have – well, no, I ain't even going to say that. I'm not going to say that, because when the money was offered and raised, Trent Williams still said, nah, he wanted to go. So, you know, I know what you mean by that offensive line, man. That line, like I always say, it's a car crash every single play. The offensive and defensive linemen, they are the only players on that field that are guaranteed contact every play. Every play. So you have to have special athletes in those positions. You have to have special guys in those positions, guys who can, like 57 just said, maintain and do their job so that your offense can function. And I'm with you on that, man. I'm with you 1,000 on that. You look around the league and you see these teams, and the teams who are winners and doing good, the one consistent is their offensive line. Look on the other side of the ball,
yes.
Their defensive line.
That's what I'm asking. How Joe Barrows make the Super Bowl? I still don't understand.
He didn't make it by himself, though. He didn't make it by himself. There were some games that he didn't play good, but his team still played good. Then he had a game where he played great, last minute heroics, but he didn't do it by himself. It was not Joe Bauer and the Cincinnati Bengals; it's the Cincinnati Bengals.
I'm wrestling with 8-9 sacks though. Well, tomatoes. I got you.
He didn't sack himself though. He didn't sack himself. if he got sacked, he didn't say he didn't fall down and say, "Hey, I'm sacked." You know, he didn't do it to himself. His offensive line couldn't hold the block. That's all I'm saying, bro.
Right.
I ain't trying to be funny.
Yeah. Right.
I'm just saying that's the way it goes.
Let me ask you guys a question. You brought him up just a second ago, 57. Lamar Jackson, you know, and he returned to the Ravens practice, but he held back. He's holding back. He's not going through all of the drills because his mom is negotiating a new contract for him. I don't know if I seriously have a problem with that, but I really think he should have someone that is used to going over the X's and O's looking at his contract. I'm not saying his mother can't or won't do a good job. But what I am saying is I think there are reasons that you hire a professional lawn care individual because you want your lawn cut right. You want your bushes manicured to an esteemed present. So it's not rubbing me the right way that his mom is negotiating his contract. Do you guys understand where I'm coming from with that?
Yeah, I do.
Should
hire a professional.
I don't think his mom would do it if she don't think she can do a great job. She probably
yeah,
knows
too.
What she's looking for in the loops and holes. You know what I'm saying? His mom probably was ready for this because that's one
of
the things that they should teach these kids.
He did a rookie contract. Mm-hmm. His mom did
so
a rookie contract
saying.
And every other contract that he's ever had.
She ready for this, y'all. She ain't
that's
new to this.
Yeah, she not new. This is what you do.
And you know what, man? A lot of times, you know, it's like you ever went to court and your lawyer was saying stuff for you and you was like, I could have did all of that. I could have
yeah.
did that. You know?
Yeah.
But what
yeah,
the thing is
but,
that
but
the judges don't want to talk to you.
Cut and you ain't like it?
Right.
Huh? Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Your grass cut and you
so,
like it?
You know what I'm saying? The same thing. It's that
same thing.
See,
exactly.
Look, these guys don't need, some of these guys don't need agents, but they know
yeah.
that it's going to be easier for them to maneuver through the system with the agent. An agent is just a lead that's going to get 10% of your money.
Yeah.
You
same
are.
Same thing with Dave, y'all. He's sorry.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that. It is at your advantage, okay, to go in the room with people who have negotiated and been back and forth with these individuals before. Now, I understand you're saying his mom negotiated his rookie contract, and that's great. That's great.
Have you seen it?
But
did you see the rookie contract?
What?
His rookie
no,
contract.
They didn't disclose that. They just said it was okay. Well, look it up and read
no,
it to us.
I'm about to.
But what I'm saying is, you're in a better position with a professional negotiating your contract because there are things that your mom may not intend to miss. There are things that your mom will think that she's covering. But these shady characters in these NFL offices, man, you can't trust them as far as you can see them. And they'll have one trick word in there that is missed. See, when you have an agent, you have a team.
They do it too, Kale.
You have a team of people looking over your paperwork. It's
mm-hmm.
not just one person. It's not just, now there is one spokesman, one representative, but he has a team behind him. And a team coming at your finances, your money, is always better than one person dealing with it. That's just business sense. That's just good business sense. Now, I'm not saying anything bad about his mom. I'm really
right.
not because I don't know her to say anything bad about her. I'm just saying for me, myself, I would feel more comfortable with a team representing me than one person, than my mom.
It all depends on what kind of education my mom had for me to go
mm-hmm.
with somebody else over my mom. You know what I mean? Because my mom gonna always have my best interest at heart. Period.
Always.
Like
you know that
the team that you're wanting me to hire, these team members, they don't have me and they don't want me. I mean, they don't have me at best heart like my mom. All they do is see numbers, back and forth numbers, and how much they can make. Not supposed to how much you can make. They want to know how much they can make. See, I ain't worried about my mom because my mom knows she's going to get half the check anyway. So she's going to make sure we get the most for both of us. So that's how I'm looking at
and
it.
Sis,
I don't want to have to pay seven.
You the only client.
Because they got a team. You know what I'm saying? Now I got to pay all them people. I don't want to do that. I want to just go with my mom. You know, she did my rookie contract for 4 years and got me $10 million. For a rookie contract, signing bonus was $5 million. Average salary was, $2,236,237,000, right? Total guarantee was $7 million. Signing bonus was $5 million. Like, she did a really good job for that being his rookie contract. Because most
that's
people ain't getting no more than $5 million. Most players
average,
ain't getting no more than $5
million. That's the average
period.
Rookie contract ever since. That's the average rookie contract ever since the NFL changed these rookies making so much money thanks to, what's his name, Jamarcus Russell and guys like that coming into the league making all of this money. That is the average rookie contract. But Captain Armstrong said that the NBA started this with KG and AI. They both negotiated their own contract years ago.
From basketball to football.
No, he's saying that the NBA started with the players handling their own contract. Or having family to handle their contract instead of hiring an agent.
Not necessarily. So. John Stockton negotiated his own. John Stockton negotiated his own contract the whole time he was playing with the Utah Jazz. He never had an agent.
Basketball.
He never had an agent.
That's bad.
Didn't he just mention a basketball player or something?
Can I say this? Go ahead.
I agree with both of the sides are saying. Both of y'all got good points on what y'all bring to the table. But Mama Tisha ain't got to do much. All she got to just say, hey, my son is and he's your best thing happening, and y'all need to pay him a dollar more than what the highest paid quarterback gets. She ain't got to do much.
You know, give us the bag.
But I hear what you're saying, Kel, you know, because she's in the man world. It's people who usually navigate that, you know, and this and that. But then also 50 Cent, like you say, you got to get 10% of that. And then you don't know what qualifications his mother has. So, but she ain't got to do much. Just say, give me the bag. She ain't got to do much. Hey, pay her. They want to pay him anyway. They just want to know.
Captain Armstrong said the real problem they have is that she's a black woman. They don't respect us as intellect. So
they ain't got to.
Yep.
They ain't got to. He can go somewhere else. He can go wherever they find him. You know what I'm saying, Kale?
But wherever they go, she's still going to be a black woman negotiating his contract.
But listen to what I'm saying. Everybody ain't going to feel the same way, though. Everybody, just because they feel like that over there, that means they feel like that over there. I'm going to go and maybe they feel a different way about a black female over here, like the Broncos, because they got a black owner now. So I'm going to go over there.
Co-owner.
So it's options. He got options. You know what I'm saying? If they come into the table disrespectful, his mother know what disrespect is. She know that, and she know what number is disrespectful. She ain't stupid. And he got options.
No. Nobody's saying that at all.
I know you're not saying it. I'm talking about them, the teams. They, like you said, they see her coming. You know what I'm saying? Her skin, they see her coming. So they may think she's stupid. But she's not stupid from a long shot, boo-boo. She went to school. She graduated college. She got common sense. And we know that now over there in Denver, they got a black female owner over there. We might take out college to sit dinner. She an owner, bro. It don't matter if she a co-owner or not. She an owner.
Yes, that,
she's
that
a
does
owner.
Matter.
She an owner.
That
she's
does,
the owner of the Broncos
matter.
Over there.
That does
Wait,
bro,
listen to what I'm saying.
If
it,
it
does
matter,
matter
but
it don't matter.
Say it. If
it
didn't
matter,
matter, they wouldn't
matter.
Title her as such. If it didn't
Listen,
matter,
step
they would.
Dad.
I heard you.
No. I said, do you want to
okay.
be called stepdad or dad? I was on something different. Do you want to be called
it
stepdad or dad? Or is you just dad?
It don't matter. It don't matter. I'm
That's
doing
what
the
I'm
same job. Either
That's
way,
what
it don't matter.
Doing
I'm doing
the same,
doing the same job. But that is not the same as an owner or co-owner. It's not.
Okay.
That is not the same. There are responsibilities
today,
that fall on the owner that don't fall on the co-owner.
Wow.
Their responsibility, they are. They are.
I didn't say nothing.
Dad or stepdad, you got to deal with the household problem with that child regardless, as a dad or a stepdad.
And that's what I was saying. I was saying the same thing.
The
same exact thing. It don't matter if she's the owner or the co-owner. She's going to have to still do what she got to do for the team.
It does matter.
To you, it matters. It don't matter to me.
No, it matters to the people who titled
it. It don't matter to me.
Okay. All right. That's cool. So you done made me lose my train of thought of what the hell I'm going to do.
You better get it. You better find it back. Find your train of thought.
I hope that, you know, understand and hear me out, guys.
Okay.
I am just bringing out the point that she will be received with. I am bringing out the things that will be thought and maybe not said. Okay. I want her to be successful. She's a black woman. I want her to be successful. I want her to go as far with her son as she can take him. For real. I want her to tie down that we've never seen in the NFL before.
Right.
I want her to win. I want her to win. But we'd be fooled if we don't think about or talk about all of the things that will come against her. If we'd be fools if we didn't talk about that. But hey guys, we up on it. Come on, Treece. Come on, babe. You know.
Oh no, you had to remind me today. Oh man.
Yeah, because I just heard
the beat. All right. You guys, don't forget to put Kirby in your prayers, you guys. Don't forget about Kirby tonight when you lay your head down. Send out a little prayer for Kirby, you guys. Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. Kale and Miss T would also like to say we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Not as much as tomorrow. Kayla Miss T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. The number again is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Kayla's Corner and Facebook and Instagram. You guys can also log in on blogtalkradio.com/UKayleMcLean. You guys, be blessed. Give people their flowers while they're here and love people while they're here. I love you all, and we'll see you all right back here on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Kale, what you got?
Hey, listen.
It's life in no possible way. Know the feds is bugging my life. I spent all day reflecting when my man laid up on the uptown high block.
Sister's words, exactly. If you love them, they should know. So you make
That's
sure
right.
you give them their flowers while they can hear and understand that love that you're sending their way. And again, I want to remind everybody, keep Brother Kirby in your prayers. Keep him in your prayers. All right?
Yeah.
All right? Let's have a safe, beautiful weekend. Enjoy the basketball this evening.
hopefully enjoy the basketball Sunday, and we'll get back at y'all Tuesday. Yatta ba.
No Sunday.
Who wanna bet us that we don't touch letters, stack cheddars forever, live treacherous, all these setters. To the death of us, me and my confidants. You shine, you feel the ambiance, y'all niggas just rhyme. By the ounce though accumulates like snow. We don't just shine, we illuminate the whole show. You feel me? Factions from the other side would love to kill me. Spill 3/4 of my blood into the street, let alone the heat. Fuck em, I hate a nigga loving his life. In all possible ways, know the feds is bugging my life. Hospital days, reflecting when my man laid up. On the uptown high block, he got his side sprayed up. I saw his life slipping, this is a minor setback. You're still in all we living, just dream about to get back. That made him smile, though his eyes said, pray for me. I do you one better and slay these niggas faithfully. Murder is a tough thing to digest, it's a slow process. And I ain't got nothing but time. I had near brushes, not to mention 3 shots, close range, never touch me. Divine intervention, can't stop by from drinking my ties with Tata down in Nevada. Ha ha, bye-bye. Word life, I dabbled in crazy way. Without rap, I was crazy straight. Potting, I'm still spending money from 88. What?
I'm out for president.
You know what? I make you and your whack man fold like bad hands, roll like Monopoly. Advance, you copy me like white crystal. I gross the most at the end of the fiscal year than these niggas could wish to. The dead presidential candidate with the sprinkles in the presidential ice that'll offend you in due time when crime flees my mind. All sneak thieves and player haters can shine. But until then, I keep the trillion cut diamond shining brilliant. I tell you half the story, the rest you fill it in. Long as the villain win, I spend Japan yen. The 10 major events, catch me in the joints, convince my iguanas is biting. J-A-Y hyphen, controlling, manipulating. I got a good life, man, pounds and pence. Enough dollars make sense, why you ride the bench? Catch me swinging for the fence, dead presidents, you know.
Uh-huh. Said for president to represent me. I'm out 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 for said for president to represent me.
So be it, the Soviet, the unified steady flow. You already know, you light, I'm heavy row, heavy dough. Mike machete, your flow, your paper falls slow like confetti. Mine's a steady grow, Betty grow, pay 5 in it for blow. Better believe I have 1160 to show. My dough flip like Taekwon, Jay-Z the icon. Baby, you like Dawn, maybe this Chris Styles will change your life. Roll with the winners, heavy spinners like hit records. Rockefeller, don't get it corrected, this shit is perfected. From chips to chicks to scribbling Alexis, naked without your gun. We taking everything you brung, we caking. Your niggas is faking, we getting it done. Grind family, well connected, JC. And you fake thugs is unplugged like MTV. Y'all MD3, take your treasure, my pleasure. Dead presidential, politics is your jail. Bam!
Dead presidents to represent me. 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 I'm out for presidents to represent me. I'm out for presidents to represent me.